Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Ethereal Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are live from Union Square to see a program. And let me get the coordinates out. We are here at, it's June 13, 2015, and we are here for the bubble bath. Now, the paper says, and we're reading from Trending New York, June 2015, we're reading from that particular magazine, and it says June 13, pop, bubble battle for a seriously epic Snapchat story, catch Union Square, where hundreds of New Yorkers will blow bubbles at the same time. And it says, what better way to reuse your wand from your sister's wedding if you have anything like a bubble wand laying around? So we're here, and we're on 17th Street, and the bubble fair is from 6 to 8 o'clock, and we have children, and I see the bubbles have been standing here, and it's probably going to be like a good comparison to the Gazillion Bubble Show. That's at Oprah Winfrey Fest. The Gazillion Bubble Show will blow your mind. And you can find information now on the Gazillion Bubble Show at www.gazillionbubbleshow.com. And that's a New World Stage production, 340 West 50th Street. And we also have another blurb here. I'm just reading everything that I can find. It says Bubble Battle is a free programming, and it says it's Saturday, June 13th from 6 to 8, and it's at 33 East 17th Street at Union Square. 10 and older are recommended. And it says what basically is going to go on is from the creators of Pillow Fight NYC, this is a battle in the Soapiest Den, or to the Soapiest Den. Bring bubbles, bubble makers, and plenty of bubble solutions. Due to crowd size, this event is not suitable for young children. So what do you want to know? Go to facebook.com/newmindspace. So I'm here in Union Square, and I see just a few bubbles. I don't see anything that looks like a gazillion bubbles, but I did see someone when I came into the park. We've been to this park before. I came in several times to read and also to look around and to do the landmark portion of our show while we're touring New York, and that was to look at some of the statues, to walk through the park, to find out, you know, the history on the show, and we did that already. And so even though I don't see a lot of bubbles here today, I see loads of people, and they're all, like, standing out here in the yard or in the park, as they call it. And there's grassy areas. There are some people here with bubble wands. It was your own show that you can make. I see some bubbles calling to me, and I see some the adults actually are doing the bubble show. And it's, you know, it's a beautiful cause. It reminds us of our summer parties that we always take part in. And we always bring bubbles out for the holiday or the 4th of July, or we'll leave some around. I'm talking about the co-creator of the show, Markel Green and myself. And we'll leave bubbles around in order for us to have a nice time. Maybe when friends come over at night, it's a nice gift to a girlfriend and, you know, sit out and chat in the park or in your front porch or go to the beach and blow some bubbles. A lot of people keep bubbles on their keychain. I went to some festivals and I took bubbles. A lot of people bring in bubbles to every festival. It was a childhood toy for me when I was in the 80s, when I was young. And now it's a situation where, you know, adults who are adults now, you know, and were young in the 80s and the toy was introduced, are actually using it, you know, for all of their happy even parties and weddings. So, you know, it's a unique idea then. It's still, you know, fun now. You buy loads of them, even the bubble guns, and you can shoot them like bubbles. So I'm down here at the portion of the Union Square that's at East 14th Street, and I'm seeing a lot of bubble action here. So, like, people are crowded, and they're taking pictures, so I'm probably going to get some pictures for the show and load them. And, I mean, even though some people just came to show, you know, for the show, and other people came to be a part of the show, it was bring your own bubbles anyway. So everyone else is standing around looking at the other's bubbles, and we're, you know, enjoying that. So don't forget it as a party favor, as a gift bag, summer gift bag, instead of, like, water balloons. You can give out bubbles, you know, it'll create a smaller mess. And, you know, don't forget it for, like, dates, you know, for older people, like, if you grew up on bubbles, of course, you might like to reminisce with some of the bubbles. And it's a beautiful show. It's clean. You know, it's not going to cause, like, a big mess all over everything, like a small pool would. And you can, keep the children fully dressed, you know, and you still have to wear bathing suits. Some parents are uncomfortable with that. And the older kids sometimes get uncomfortable at pool parties, too. Some people don't swim. Some people like summer activities. This is a great summer activity. My name is Tammy Jordan. You're here. You're appearing on Blog Talk Radio. We're in Union Square in New York City. And today from 6 to 8, they have a bubble party going on. It sounds like a battle, but it's not a battle, but it looks more like a party. No one's battling. People are here with big bubble wands. They also have bubble guns. Some other people have some of the smaller ones, and, you know, whatever was available or whatever was suiting to, you know, the year they came on, the bubble trip. And, I had a small bottle at that time when I was young, and I brought this income to my son, but we have variations, even the big, giant bubbles. And so we have fun each year. So being that I'm touring New York this year and this was available, I thought it would be perfect to come out and just enjoy the activity and see whatever. I probably go across the street if I can find a store, Duane Reade or Walgreens or Rite Aid, and see if I can pick up a bubble bottle of bubbles and see if I can join into the activity. That's our time for this show. Don't forget to look out at your current event calendars and find out what's available free or little to no cost, or for full price, take your family out and decide which activities are for you. And that's our time for this time. Until next time.